I'm here with Don Peasle this morning. Gonna have our little chamber chat. First off, party in the park. Lots has happened this month or since we last talked. I remember we were talking about party in the park and getting the fountain done. If you want to tell us about how party in the park went.
It went great, actually. It was very hot, as it always is. But despite the weather, it went very well. We had some wonderful support this year by our businesses and a lot of good volunteers. If I may, Sarah, I would like to take a minute and thank our sponsors.
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to thank RP Lumber, First National Bank, Litchfield National Bank, St. Francis Hospital, the George Press, and Pittsburgh Pipe. Aaron's Sales and Lease, The Bank and Trust Company, The Buzz Studio T, Century 21 Reed Bauer Realty, D&M Electric, Diamond Trailer Sales, Evergreen Supportive Living, Fleming Tofall and Company, The Holiday Inn Express, Lincoln Land Community College, The Litchfield Eagles, The Litchfield Moose Lodge, Republic Services, Invotech Landfill, Scheller Insurance Agency, Short Furniture, Taylorville Community Credit Union, Unique Personnel Consultants, Victory Lane Ford, and Wendy's. We also had several businesses that donated items and funds towards our scholarships and for the pageants and prizes for the pageants. I'd like to thank Advanced Signage and Electrical, American Family Insurance, Bathurst Financial Group, Camp Soar, Coffee Espresso, Creative Flair, Family Video, Formals, Gianni's Pizzeria, Hair 51, Kerber Eck and Breckel, Key Largo, Curlin's, Litchfield Community Savings, Making Waves, McDonald's, Midwest Royal All-Stars, Mendora Specialty Photography and Salon, Ooh La La, Pedal Pushers, Renee Hart of 31 Bags, Star Nails, and Westside Cinema.
All right.
Without awesome. Their support, it just wouldn't happen. And yeah. I can't mention it enough. So thank you all very much. And thank you for those who attended.
Yeah. Lots of work and support.
We have several volunteers that stepped up and covered many different areas. So I won't name them all, but it was a great committee and a lot of help made up of chamber members and our city folks. So thank you.
Right. Yeah. So I heard a lot about the human foosball tournament.
That went well. It did. It was fun. Next year, or even in the fall, if we're thinking of having maybe some sort of a tournament in the fall, but we're going to have it where it'll be cooler, where there's some trees, possibly some big fans, and other than that, though, it was fun, and it was fun to watch all the teams. They'd get together and they were full spirit and dress up and have T-shirts, and it was fun.
Good. Yeah, so now you got a foosball court to bring out for events.
That's right. That's right. We're excited about that, and we worked real hard on that. Mark Steeren was somewhat of the champion of that project, and he and his dad, Jim Steeren, pretty much designed it all and put it together, and some of us helped them. But they were in charge of it, that's for sure. So a lot of thanks to the Steeren men.
Yeah. All right, cool. And also, kind of with Party in the Park, the fountain is finished.
It is. And I personally get goosebumps when I see it. It's beautiful. I've heard a lot of good comments. Mike Fleming of Litchfield National Bank, he has chaired that downtown chamber committee, downtown business committee for several years. I think it's been around 7 years. And he is the one that's got that project going from the ground up. In conjunction with the city, we've worked along with them, and we've got it done. Mark Steeren, again, I need to thank him. He refurbished the statue, Rebecca. We have a name for her, Rebecca. She is back and looking beautiful in the park on the fountain, and just a lot of community service to get it going. Dwayne Garrell helped prepare and paint the fountain bowl. D&M Electric and Heist Plumbing helped get all the parts going and everything working and hooked up. So it was a community effort, and it's so pretty. And we are going to actually meet again today and talk about finalizing the plans and getting it all turned over to the city. One thing I also want to mention is we had much support from many of the trusts in town. We're so fortunate to have some nice trusts in town, and through Bank and Trust, we had a lot of financial support through several of those, and we're very appreciative of that as well.
All right. Well, it looks great. All the hard work is paid off.
Yes.
All right. So moving on to some upcoming events. We have a ribbon cutting event coming up tomorrow. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes, I'd be glad to. Thank you for asking. We have a business after hours and ribbon cutting for the Holiday Inn Express, owned by Jane Martin and Nancy Hyam. Very excited to celebrate that. It's been open for a while, and we're going to get that started with the ribbon cutting at 4:30 out there at the Holiday Inn Express, and then the business after hours from 5 to 7. So chamber members will be coming out and having a little social event and getting to look at the hotel. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I've heard what good a gift
to
about
the,
it.
Yes, what a gift to the community.
Cool. All right, and another big event coming up: the golf tournament in September.
Yes, we do. We're just busy, and we've got our annual golf chamber open coming up at the Litchfield Country Club. It will be Friday, September 4th. Any golfers out there that like to get a team together, be sure and give me a call at the chamber office, 324-2533, or I'll be getting some forms up on our website shortly. And we're excited about that. It's always a fun afternoon, and have ordered some good prizes, and hope we have some good weather. Again, it always centers around the weather, but it's a fun day and a fun event.
Yeah. So are there any, like, rules as far as putting together teams or?
No, I mean, there are rules when you play, but oh gosh, no, we have golfers out there who are just professionals almost. And then we have some that don't golf very often at all and are out there just for fun and support of the chamber. A nice afternoon. It's a great social event to talk with everybody. And it's always a lot of fun. I enjoy that one very much.
Do you golf?
I do not golf. I would like to learn. I would probably need a lot of lessons, I'm sure. But someday, when I have time, you think?
Maybe we should start with mini golfing.
There you go.
And work our way up from there.
I don't think I'm even good at that, but it's fun. Yeah, I have a good time.
All right. Good deal. And anything else coming up? Or did we cover everything?
I think we've covered everything pretty much, Sarah. We do have I need to check on my dates, but we do have a workshop series that's coming up, and we're doing that in conjunction with the Hillsborough Chamber. I'm actually very excited about that, and there will be more information sent out to our members, both towns. And it's open to members and non-members alike. I know one of the series we're doing is Facebook for small business, kind of a tutorial on getting your Facebook page set up and how to maintain it and so forth. Marketing, we'll be teaching and touching upon marketing in one of the series. And I'm really looking forward to that, something that we can give back to our members and help them, if you will, with training of their employees and for themselves as well to help better their business. Okay. So that's also coming up. A lot of things in the works.
So is that coming up this fall?
That will be coming up. It's a 3-month series, and we'll be starting that in September. Okay. More information to follow.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, thanks for joining me today, Dawn.
Thank you, Sarah.